I want to end me.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting The Word Shop. Today on the show, we have myself, Aisha Jones, William Jones, Soraya, and Kingston. Today, we are continuing our dive into addiction and alcohol awareness, specifically the feelings around dependency and need.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of cats of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
So up next, we have Soraya reading a poem by Claudia Rankine. Soraya?
I felt it too, the loneliness. I let it happen by feeling, by not feeling. That's too much like dying, maybe, or death is second to what to loneliness, define loneliness.
Thank you. How does loneliness connect in with addiction, or, you know, how that poem connects into addiction?
I think it connects because when you are addicted, you sometimes lose people that you care about or that you thought cared about you, but then they leave because not everybody is loyal, but that's just in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So there's also the possibility, you know, that loneliness can lead into mm-hmm. filling that space of feeling with right. other things, right? Right? Like, can
filling
be addicted to food, right? Okay. So, Rhea, thank you for the poem. Aisha, thanks for just a little bit of feedback on that.
Yep.
And now we're going to go into a poem that you wrote for us.
Yes, I did.
All right. So, original poem by Aisha Jones up.
Perfect, I am not. Let darkness give blindness to my eyes, I won't. Let your heart illuminate both the beauty and lies in your life. Not reading between the lines. My life isn't perfect. In my mind, a thought to keep. There are times I'll have no choice. I'll have to let go in the end. Be prepared for surprises, for events may quickly flip. It's hard to make the right choices, but remember, your life has no reset button. You can't restart by flipping a switch. You're welcome.
So, what were you feeling when you
by myself, like in this room by myself, mm-hmm. and I had just gone through like a rough day in school, like a lot of stuff had been happening, and so I was just like, today's not a good day, and there was just like a lot going on, so I just took how I was feeling instead of like crying about it because I was sad. I just like was like, you know what, my life's not perfect, neither am I, and I turned it into a poem to read for you guys today.
Appreciate you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we have another two more poems by Claudia Rankine that Soraya is going to read for us, part of a same series. So Soraya, thank you.
Define loneliness. Yes, it's what we can do for each other. What do we mean to each other? What does a life mean? Why are we here if not for each other? Life is a form of hope. If you are hopeful, maybe hope is the same as breath. Breath part of what it means to be human and alive. Or maybe hoping is the same as waiting. It can be
futile
waiting for a life to begin. I am here and I am still lonely.
Thank you, Soraya. So just to keep going a little bit off of that, we have an article from Brianna Wiest that talks about how loneliness can, mm-hmm, how loneliness is one of the things that can lead to trauma and addiction, and that connection, that loneliness, what can we do for each other, is the way that we can keep moving. So... Thank you all for that short break. We want to drop back into a full conversation with William Aisha and Soraya on addiction and need and how trauma can be centered in that. We did an activity yesterday, right?
Yes,
where
we
were talking about that. What does addiction and trauma mean to you?
Addiction and trauma kind of go hand in hand with addiction because you could either start at trauma and then fall into addiction, or, you know, like, the way it plays in all together, really. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like they go hand in hand with each other.
They do. So that article I was referencing, you have a quotation here, it's not the trauma itself that causes the most long-term damage, it's how the trauma wreaks havoc on the psyche and prevents reintegration into a normal, healthy life, right?
Yes.
And so... If traumas wreaking havoc on your personal connections, right, then you lose connections to people, then you try to find things to fill those voids. How does that show up maybe in, like, for y'all, like, with maybe video games or food or your phones?
Yeah, like, a lot of things, like, maybe, like, say you lose a relative and you were, like, really close to that relative, you know, you're gonna be sad, and obviously, mm-hmm. so you need something that's gonna fill that space or, like, fulfill, like, what you need in your life. So some people turn to drugs, maybe food, you know, maybe things that are, like, not, like, bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
necessarily,
yeah. And it might not even be their fault sometimes.
Right. And so, you know, that quotation keeps going. The opposite of addiction is not sobriety, it's connection, right? Mm-hmm. So fulfilling need for connection, right? That was something that we were talking about yesterday, about being told that what you need or what you want,
mm-hmm.
like, how that serves your...
Like, I know how I am. Like, for me, I feel like I need my phone. I don't know. I know I necessarily don't, mm-hmm. but it's something that I've always, like, trained myself to do. Like, I train myself to keep my phone in my pocket because that's how I've always been. I know if I like, lose it, I'm gonna be like, oh my God, where's my phone? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, just that... need or want that's my phone and I need it on mm-hmm. me. So I feel like it's similar to that.
I mean, do you feel a sense of panic?
Yeah, like I'll panic. Like, I'll leave my phone everywhere sometimes. Like, I'll leave it on the couch and then I'll be like, oh my God, where's my phone? I'm gonna die. Like, I'm gonna fall down mm-hmm. the stairs and nothing's gonna roll right with my life anymore. And it's like anxiety with it. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
William, there are things that you've been, that you feel like you need, that you've been told that, like,
yeah,
don't, that you don't need, and you've been told that it's a want and not a need?
Yeah. I mean, I'm obsessed with the internet. I mean, I need it in my life. If I do not have internet in my life, it's just, no, I'm just lost without it. I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, here's kind of been, like, an outlet for me when I'm, like, not online and stuff. And I'm just kind of, like, you know, scrolling, looking at some memes, and I'm just, like, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes you feel like you're connected to things?
Yeah.
Okay.
People have told me that when you're on your phone, it's like, I can't connect to you. Like, where'd you go? And I'm like, I'm right here. Just my mind's other places.
Yeah, I'm just, like,
so
me as, like, an individual is me. Different. I'm, like, way different than I am, like, on the internet, or if you're, like, texting me. I'm a whole different person, in a sense.
So you get to create your own character and make sure that you're your own sort of person, right? Does that feel like a way that you're, like, self-actualizing, right? Like, that you're creating and turning yourself into the person that you want to be more? Or are you just creating a character? Like, how does that...
I'm myself, basically. I'm just, like, I stay myself and I react to things how I would, like, react to them if I was to, like, see them and it was, like, a real-life altercation or, like, a situation between, like, two people or something like that. And I'm just, like, well, I respond to it how I would respond and just be as real as possible.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate both of y'all on the conversation. We're gonna transition into a spoken word piece that Aisha brought to our attention. So,
yes.
Thank you.
And I loved it.
Yes, it was great.
I love it so much.
Here in America, in every single state,
they have a set of standards for every subject, a collection of lessons that the teacher's required to teach by the end of the term.
But the greatest lessons you will ever teach us will not come from your syllabus.
The greatest lessons you will ever teach us, you will not even remember.
You never told us what we weren't allowed to say. We just learned how to hold our tongues.
Now somewhere in America, there is a child holding a copy of Catcher in the Rye, and there is a child holding a gun.
But only one of these things have been banned by their state government. And it's not the one that can rip through flesh.
It's the one that says Q on more pages than one.
Because we must control what the people say, how they think.
And if they want to become the overseer of their own selves,
then we'll show them a real one. And somewhere in America,
there's a child sitting at his mother's computer
reading the homepage of the KKK's website.
And that's open to the public. But that child will have never read To Kill a Mockingbird
because his school has banned it for its use of the N-word.
Maya Angelou is prohibited because we're not allowed to talk about rape in school.
We were taught that just because something happens doesn't mean you are to talk about it.
They build us brand new shopping malls
so that we'll forget where we're really standing. On the bones of the Hispanics, on the bones of the slaves, on the bones of the Native Americans, on the bones of those who fought just to speak.
Transcontinental Railroad to Japanese internment camps.
There are things missing from our history books.
But we were taught that it is better to be silent than to make them uncomfortable.
Somewhere in America,
private school girls search for hours through boutiques trying to find the prom dress of their dreams.
While kids on the south side spend hours searching through the lost and found.
Cause winter's coming soon and that's the only jacket they have.
Kids are late to class for working the midnight shift.
They give awards for best attendance, but not for keeping your family off the streets.
These kids will call your music ghetto. They will tell you don't talk right.
Then they'll get in the backseat of a car with all their friends.
Sing about how they're about that life and we can't stop. Somewhere in America,
schools are promoting self-confidence
while they whip out their scales and shout out your body fat percentage in class.
Where the heftier girls are hiding away. And the slim fit beauties can't help but giggle with pride.
The preppy kids go thrift shopping because they think it sounds real fun.
But we go because that's all we've got money for. Because Mama works for the city. Mama only gets paid once a month. Somewhere in America.
Girls getting being felt up by a grown man on the subway.
She's still in her school uniform, and that's part of the appeal.
It's hard to run in knee socks and Mary Janes, and all her male teachers know it too.
Coaches cover up star players raping freshmen after the dance.
Women are killed for rejecting dates.
But God forbid I bring my girlfriend to prom.
A girl is blackout drunk at the after party.
Take a picture before her wounds wake her.
How many pixels is your sanity worth?
What's a 4.0 to a cold jury?
What'd you learn in class today?
Don't walk fast.
Don't speak loud.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your head down.
Keep your eyes on your own paper. If you don't know the answer,
fill in C.
Always wear earbuds when you ride the bus alone. If you feel like someone's following you,
pretend you're on the phone.
A teacher never fails.
Only you do. Every state in America, the greatest lessons are the ones you don't remember learning. Yeah.
That was a video by Brave New Voices, and it really spoke to me. Certain lines in there, I was like, this is relevant, this is what's going on now, and I think people should be talking about it. So I brought this to everyone's attention, and we shared it with you guys.
Really appreciate that. So there was a line that stuck out to me in terms of, you know, we're talking Alcohol Awareness Month,
yes,
right?
The line,
blackout drunk and you.
The line was, a girl is blackout drunk at the after party. Hurry up and take a picture before her bruises wake her. How many pixels is your sanity worth?
So, in this, being able to talk about rape and how people are, say, sexually assaulted, and how alcohol factors into that when you can't talk about these things and rape in school, how does that create maybe a disconnect or a lack of understanding or a lack of transparency that, like, you feel like you're getting the information?
Well, like, I feel like it keeps us from knowing things that we should know, because they're like, well, can't talk about that in school, that's not allowed. But then, like, you go out into the real world after school and you, like, out of school, and you learn that this is what's actually going on, and it's not all sunshine and rainbows like we make it out to be. Or try to.
Yeah. So, Aisha, thank you for that. William, how do you feel about that poem? Like, it's three young women speaking from their perspective.
I kind of feel as though this is sort of like a message to not only just, like, people, but society in general. Just giving them things and, like, asserting real life situations and solving a problem that should have been solved a long, long time ago, but they just haven't yet, because no one wants to take it to the attention of anybody, you know, the government, the state, because they feel as though if they do something like that, then that's wrong or inappropriate. Or they just feel as though, like, what's the sense? We're going to lose anyway, so we're just not going to try.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been ingrained, right?
It's,
and,
like, basically, I don't want to cut you off.
No,
sorry,
please.
But it's, like,
please.
Engraved in stone. There's, like, things you know not to talk about in school. Rape and assault and alcohol and drugs. But then when they do talk about these things, it's very short, simple, and sweet, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So I'm just like, you want us to talk. You want us to talk about it and be aware, but then again, you want to keep us in the dark a little bit,
right?
So,
yeah.
Gotta make a decision, guys.
So, right in that conversation with, like, don't do drugs, don't do alcohol, and talking about trauma, but not having that transparency, like, doesn't feel
it,
like,
breaks the connection, because there really is none. They're just like, oh yeah, don't do drugs all the way. By the way, don't drink. Okay, we're done, and you just be like, oh. Okay, we're done. And then we get free chapsticks and bracelets and pen, and we go home. So that's basically what the talks are like in school.
Okay, that's informative. Thank you all very much. So we're coming to the end of our time here, but check out our podcast for maybe some more conversation on this. And thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Shooting it over to Soraya here. You got her. closeouts and shoutouts.
If you are 12 or 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
All right, so some shout-outs. Big thank you to our sound engineer, Phoebs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hudson Clubhouse.
Yep, Wave Farm,
Hudson
WGXC.
Clubhouse. Yeah. Catskill Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Shout-out to my brother, William, for making the baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone who went out for spring sports teams this year.
And thank you for listening.
Nothing to say, but I like it that way. 'Cause we don't need to speak in words, we make a